I don't mind the Americana. I do like that. I like the fact that you can go to a place and every the entire community's there. They bring their kids. They have their dogs out, and the people are walking around having a good time. I mean, Frank, you
don't even start with that.
Start with what? The good time? Sorry, you miserable.
Now, the people who feel the need to bring their goddamn canines everywhere they go with them.
Now, why are you upset at this? I don't understand. What about it?
Stop showing off your dog.
Showing off?
We all have dogs. It's not a big deal. Been there, done that. Dogs is not that big of a deal. Stop showing off your goddamn dog by bringing him to every friggin' thing, every goddamn fair, every fucking carnival, festival, blah 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 blah. Don't bring your keep your dog home.
Yeah, but
I don't want to see it. I don't care about it.
The thing is though, the dog isn't an extent a member of the family.
You know, Jeff is probably one of those people who brings his goddamn dog everywhere. I think his I don't even can't remember what his dog's name is. But
Pronto.
He probably brings his dog everywhere. He probably brings his dog to the pet store, for Christ's sake. I hate when people bring their they in pet stores now. Pronto, that's right. In pet stores, PetSmart, Petco, you're allowed to bring your dog. So it's sort of like shopping with your dog. Okay?
I can see the frustration of bringing the dog, because at this festival...
It's more trouble than it's worth. Bringing your dog shopping with you is... I did it once.
Which now one? The permanently erect one?
That's what I did. I held him underneath his arms. I held him with his dick pointing out so the whole world could see his big red dick.
Wow.
Because I wanted these people to see what it's all about. Having dogs isn't all fun and games.
Well,
I have a dog whose dick is always red and sticking out.
You want to show him the darker side of pet ownership. Now, here we go. You mentioned Pronto, and really quick comes Jeff. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Frank, it's not like I'm walking into Bird Dog Goodman with my fucking dog in my arm. It's Petco.
Do you not take your dogs to pet stores? Yes or no?
Yes. That is the only place where they're allowed. I'm not walking around.
Is he helping you pick the food? I want this kibble and bits with this special beefy gravy. No. Why bother taking them?
Because that's where they go. It's the
only place where they're allowed. Is it with the dogs? They're like slaves, for Christ's sake, with fucking chokeholds around their goddamn neck. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
You would love to take your dog to Petco, but you can't because your dog has a medical problem that prohibits him from leaving the home.
Let me.
It's an embarrassment both to him and his owner.
But the thing is, the dog doesn't know where the fuck it is. It just thinks you have a much bigger living room. It just thinks your living room got a whole lot bigger.
Looking at him, and they're all bowing their head in shame. See, you know, as a retard knows, when people point and laugh,
yeah. Well, now
they have some sort of instinctual retarded understanding that people don't want them around.
The thing is now that Frank is absolutely right. If you don't think that the dog knows or knows that it's at, doesn't know that it's in your house or where it is, then you're just showing off the dog.
You're showing the dog off.
You're fucking watching him prance through. I got the best goddamn dog in Petco.
And you know what? I see some people, they actually wait. They want people to pet their fucking dog. So they fucking parade around so people can pet their dog and they show it off. You know why? Because
they're
losers in real life.
Why else would one own a dog? It's not
what?
To show off the dog in its prime so people can pet them and say how beautiful it is. As opposed
you know
to
what?
You, who holds a dog up by their front two legs and allows his big, puffy, red, instantly erect, constantly erect penis to show up in front of complete strangers.
Do you thrive when people pet your dog? Do you get off on that?
Not sexually.
But do you enjoy it?
Yes, I would someone compliment
my car. Have you ever showed your dog off in order to show yourself off, Jeff?
Let me show myself off.
Have you ever showed your dog off in order to get attention for yourself, indirectly?
That's the only reason why I bought my dog.
Oh, so you admit it.
Well, he's not exactly a guard dog material. Have you seen him? honestly, what other reason why would someone buy a dog in suburban America if not to show them off?
To have something that you can tell it what to do and have it not grow up to eventually leave you with Jamaicans so that you can die and they can forget your medicine and you can leave all your money to the person that that routinely screwed you over. They want something that they can control for the rest of their life. Or maybe they just want a fucking dog. Maybe they just want a fucking dog. Just like anybody would want a pet. It's not to show it off.
I didn't buy the dog so I can be like, hey, look at my awesome dog. I spent a shitload on it. But when people compliment me on how the dog looks, I feel good, like as I would someone complimenting my young boy if he was handsome, which I doubt he'll be.
Like, for example, Frank, when you bought that dog that you just had on your head, did you want people to praise it, or just did you want it to have it for companionship?
No, you know what? Some people, because they're not popular in real life, or because they really are just part of the woodwork, they purchase a dog in order to increase their social prominence. They increase. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Ken, for example,
Ken has a cat. He named Ginger.
I don't have the cat.
Cat everywhere.
For everywhere.
So Danny Diamond Duggan, Mr. Nobody, goes out and buys a dog so he could be somebody. Is that what you're saying, Frank?
So he can get that big promotion or be the big man on campus.
No. You know what? I'm just saying that. Will you or will you not disagree with me, Jeff, if I may call you that?
What?
That people. They get off on dogs getting attention so that they themselves get attention. You admitted it yourself, Jeff. Don't backpedal.
Frank, there's nothing wrong with someone taking pride in one's possessions.
Do you ever go to a dog park, Jeff?
Yes.
What goes on at these dog parks? You tell me.
I would say there are about 10 to 15 middle-aged women with very small breeds talking about their small breeds and how pretty they are and what they do in their private time.
He's so smart. He knows his toys.
My dog is more pretty than you. And they say, no, they're not. My dog is prettier than you. And then I have my dog do tricks and they're all jealous.
Yeah. So Jeff, you didn't buy him because you wanted to boost your social standing.
Is it boosted? Would I be on the DJ News?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jeff. My point exactly. Frank, the whole thing with bringing the dog to the festival or to the store is people just want to have their dog with them. They want to do more with their dog. So they bring them there. People like to let the dog on a leash, go with the other dogs and have a good ass sniff or something like that. They like to do that.
It's like you're going out. It's like you're shopping with your dog. You're bonding with your dog. And the dogs are, you know, who's barking, who's taking a shit here. There's this, I take my kids to school at the bus stop, and this one lady is always walking her dog. And there's this one kid who's at the bus stop, and this kid's scared to death of the dog, but yet the owner lets the dog, you know, pretty much jump all over the kid. And it's just not right, you know.
Now, my girlfriend Amanda's dad has a dog and loves it. Great dog. I love the dog, too. The dog's amazing. He brings this dog to these festivals because without the dog, he's going to be, what, leaned up against a post while his daughter and his wife go look at all the shit?
So in other words, people are utilizing a dog as much as they would a cell phone. When people are alone, they'll look at their cell phone, pretend like they're doing something. They're using the dog to pretend like they're doing something.
The dog is like a time killer.